Good morning, thanks for tuning in. The local share market's going to kick off with a loss of around 0.75% this morning, not quite wiping out yesterday's gain of a little over 0.8%. It was quite an eventful session in the Northern Hemisphere last night. The marquee event, of course, being the US Federal Reserve's decision on interest rates, where the central bank raised rates by 0.25% to a target for the Fed funds rate of between 4.75% and 5%. Widely expected. A fairly uncontroversial outcome in terms of the dot plots, what took place in the press conference that was well managed by the Fed chair in terms of navigating that space between financial stability and what needs to be done to attend to inflation. We actually saw stocks move higher as the press conference was taking place. But then equally at the same time, Janet Yellen was testifying before the Senate Appropriations Committee, and she made some comments in relation to the bank deposit situation and said that the government hadn't considered a broad backstopping of US bank deposits. So this to an extent was interpreted as maybe even walking back some statements that had been made previously around the potential for backstopping US bank deposits. Regardless, the equivocation on that front saw bank stocks retreat quite heavily, and that was the nub of the issue in terms of the performance of stocks on Wall Street last night. Things were going quite well initially. The retreat in bank stocks was what made the difference. The KBW Bank Index down by about 4.7%. Leading names like JP Morgan, Bank of New York, Citigroup, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, they were down anywhere between 2 and 4%. So that was really the epicenter of the weakness. We saw US stocks end around session lows. The S&P 500 traded through a range where it was up by around 1% when Jerome Powell started talking in his press conference. And then by the end of the session, the S&P 500 was down by 1.6%. So elsewhere, European stocks were notable for the fact that we were looking at some very elevated inflation figures where the UK was concerned. These numbers, having fallen for the last couple of months, showed an uncomfortable bounce back last night. 10.4% the annualised rate of inflation in the UK, which certainly will make the Bank of England's interest rate decision tonight extremely interesting. At the same time, President Lagarde from the ECB talked about the need to continue raising rates in order to combat inflation. So European stocks were more contained in terms of their improvement. The German DAX up 0.1%, the French market up by 0.25%, and the UK market up by around 0.4%. European interest rates were higher, unsurprisingly, in the face of those inflation numbers. 2-year German Bunds up 9 basis points, 10-year bonds up by about 4 basis points. Elsewhere, US Treasuries fell last night in response to the retreat in bank stocks. 2-year Treasuries down by almost 0.25%. In fact, the interest rate markets in the US are pricing in 0.5% of rate cuts by the end of the year. 10-year Treasury notes down 16 basis points. The US dollar was quite flighty amidst all of this, as you might expect with the volatility in interest rates. We saw the US dollar fall away initially, and that benefited the commodities. So that's why you've got gold and oil higher overnight. But the Aussie dollar traded through quite a range. At one stage, it was up considerably at 67.5 US cents. But as we move into early Asian trade, back to around 66.8 US cents.